Well, the blame game over the beleaguered national broadband network goes on and on. Yesterday, the Prime Minister said Labor made, quote, a big mistake in getting the government to build the NBN rather than Telstra. Even cast doubt over whether the network would ever be commercially viable.
Tens of billions of dollars wasted by the Labor Party, leaving us with the biggest corporate train wreck ever undertaken by a federal government. Now, what we've done is we've got on with the job. We're playing the hand of cards we were dealt by Labor, and we're building it.
We're building it. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull in Question Time yesterday. Former Labor Prime Minister Kevin Rudd, meanwhile, has hit back.
So what did Abbott and Turnbull then do? They turned it on its head and made it fibre optic, not to the premises, but to the node, that mystical point somewhere in the neighbourhood. What we had planned and began to roll out was perfectly designed for this nation's needs. You cut that off. Frankly, the changes lie all on your head.
Kevin Rudd speaking on 7:30 last night. Remember, it was the Rudd government that first rolled out the NBN. Meanwhile, NBN's chief executive, Bill Morrow, admitted on this program yesterday that the broadband network faced serious competition from ultra-fast mobile technologies like 5G, even suggesting it could need protection or more subsidies from the government to stay competitive. Mark Gregory is the managing editor of the Australian Journal of Telecommunications and the Digital Economy. He's an associate professor at RMIT University School of Engineering. Mark Gregory, welcome back to Breakfast.
Good morning.
Well, you heard Malcolm Turnbull yesterday describing the NBN as it was left by Labor as a corporate train wreck. Do you agree with him?
No, not at all. I think that the approach taken by Labor was wasn't the best approach that was on offer, but it was a viable approach. The problems that have we're seeing today stem back to the decision by the Coalition in 2013 to change the NBN rollout from fibre to the premises to the obsolete fibre to the node. And of course, by doing that, they've broken the business model. And so NBN Co is now looking for a handout.
When you say it wasn't the best model at the time, what would have been the best model?
Well, the best model is the model that's been adopted in the United Kingdom and also in New Zealand. And that was where the incumbent telco, and in our case Telstra, was split into two companies. And the wholesale company, as a result of that split, was
But Telstra wouldn't play ball with the government at the time, would it?
The government can take action under the corporations legislation to have Telstra split. There's no way that they, you know, that they couldn't have done it if they had wanted to. I mean, that's what happened in New Zealand. It took 2 years for the New Zealand government to split Telecom New Zealand. A lot of discussions and a lot of arm bending, but eventually the government got their way. The problem in Australia is that governments of both persuasions, Labor and Liberal, bottled it and weren't prepared to do what was necessary for the future of this nation.
The Prime Minister, with this kind of talk yesterday, wonder what that's going to do to the hopes to privatise, because the government does want to do that, sell the whole thing off and get the taxpayers' money back. That was always the plan under Labor and the Coalition.
Oh, most certainly. So we're going to have to go back to the very beginning. We're going to have to split Telstra in two. And then the wholesale arm of the new company would then take ownership of the NBN. Because currently the way things are, the NBN is, the government would have to write off $30 billion from the NBN. And so the only way forward is to actually go back to the very beginning, split Telstra in two, and then get Telstra to build and operate the NBN.
But building and operate it the way it would function best under your proposal, which is fibre to the home, is, as the NBN keeps telling us and showing us quite clearly, simply not viable in terms of price.
I think if you look at what NBN Co have been saying very, very carefully, even most recently by the CEO, Bill Morrow, they've all been saying that they would have liked to have adopted the New Zealand model.
And if they had but they couldn't afford it. They couldn't afford it, as the Prime Minister said, $30 billion more and an extra 8 years.
No. That's not what he's saying. I'm sorry. The Prime Minister has stated quite clearly himself yesterday that he would have liked to have seen the New Zealand model implemented
here. Sure. The splitting up. Let's go to the current threats or the emerging threats. And we've heard a lot of hype around the future 5G network. I think a lot of people listening will be wondering what the big deal is. How is 5G going to be different to 4G, and why does it pose, or does it pose, more of a threat to NBN?
Originally, the NBN would have been able to offer 100 megabit per second to everyone, And with an upgrade, it would have been able to offer everyone with gigabit per second or faster. Now, of course, what's happened with fibre to the node is that many people are getting 12 megabits per second, 25 megabits per second or less. And all of a sudden, the 4G, 5G is going to be offering 100 megabit per second or a gigabit. And so all of a sudden, mobile networks have become a real threat to the NBN and could take away as many as 20 to 25% of NBN's customers.
But are they such a threat? I mean, they don't offer the stability, they don't offer the speeds at certain times because of the bandwidth, do they? They're not reliable like a fibre connection.
Well, that's right. They're not reliable. But for many Australians that are not heavy broadband users, having a mobile connection into the home, a mobile modem, is going to be a very viable option. And that's what they're worried about. And quite correctly, NBN CEO Bill Morrow has stated that this is a great threat to NBNCo, and he's now called for the government to act to protect NBNCo.
Let's hear from Bill Morrow yesterday on this program as he highlighted some of the constraints on the company.
We have to remain competitive. At the same time, we have to charge prices that pay for 2 million homes across the country that we're having to build to that don't make any financial return. So we are kind of trying to fight a competitive fight with one hand tied behind our back.
How do they do that?
Well, they can't. Simply at this current point in time, they can't. So the sooner that the government makes the decision to split Telstra and to get NBNCo back on the track and rolling out fibre to the premises, same as what's happening in New Zealand, the sooner that this mess is going to be fixed. We need government to actually make decisions and get on with it.
That seems like a rerouting of the plan that is going to be a bridge too far. It's already rolled past, I forget how many homes, is it 6 million homes or more? You know, users, it's already there as a model. How can you take it back to square one?
We just simply do it. I mean, ultimately,
well,
when
you order Telstra
it,
to do this? We've already paid Telstra $12 billion, haven't we?
Yes, but effectively, by splitting Telstra in two, that money is not lost, because what you then will have is an entity, Telstra, which will actually take over the NBN and complete the NBN. The money won't have been lost. The money will be lost if you try and do something different. If the NBN is sold off to a range of different companies, then effectively all of the money that's been sunk has been lost.
In your view, just finally and briefly, in your view then, just going back to the mobile technologies, is the NBN in its current form, even if it's fibre to the curb, going to be able to compete with 5G?
We have to understand they're only going to roll out fibre to the curb to less than 10% of homes. So what we're seeing is that the NBN in its current form will be threatened by 5G, and as we're seeing, it's now not viable.
Mark Gregory, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Associate Professor Mark Gregory from RMIT University School of Engineering.